A number of calls concerning the imminent closure of Cedar Wharf Lodge, residential aged care at Buller Dealer, last week, and in fact a number of emails as well from locals. Well, there was a public meeting held last night. The member for Lyon, the local member, David Gillespie, was there, and David's on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. And I appreciate you don't have a great deal of time. Can you just explain the background as to why Anglican Care are actually closing this aged care facility, David?
Well, if it's a decision they've made, as you may or may not appreciate, the aged care industry is a very complex piece of work, and if you don't have a good occupancy, it's very hard to make all the sums add up. 95% is like the benchmark, but because people are choosing to do home care rather than go into a home, they've been running it far, far lower than that, making a loss. And as you know, they took it over from the community about 4 years ago, and the reason they handed over to Anglican Care is that the community was looking at closing. Now, this has all came as a total surprise to the whole community, including myself. And what we went through is the history of the facility and these pressures. And look, the Anglican Church appears to have been working on this for over 12 months and made a decision before Christmas, but have just dropped it on us all at very short notice. And I'm finding it hard to walk them back from this rather momentous decision.
And there's
so much history and commitment into it. But look, we can only do what we can do. We've offered to try and help Anglican Care through this period. We have a new funding stream coming through in the aged care reforms after the election in the second half of the year, where there will be a different funding stream. And I've implored Anglican Care to consider keeping it open till that. But it appears, as I said, it's a very mature decision that's been made by Anglican Care already.
Purely based on the dollars and cents and the profitability because of the low number of residents, which as I understand it is 35. It just, you know, playing devil's advocate here, it doesn't seem like a very Christian thing to do for a church to... 35 residents, is that the number there at the moment, David?
It has huge ramifications for the Buller Dealer and the district. Like I said, I've implored the bishop to consider putting it on pause and see if they can get to a different outcome once the new funding stream comes through.
And look, I can understand for people who might have been visiting a loved one, a partner, a wife or a husband on a daily basis, and all of a sudden they've got to, you know, relocate their loved one to Taree or Foster or somewhere. It's a major upheaval, and for a lot of elderly people, they might not survive that transition, David.
No, look, it's... It's a very emotional issue. It's a very economic issue. There are so many complications or ramifications when a major employer with a major historic facility pulls up stumps.
Well, and two, playing devil's advocate, it does seem like an unchristian thing to do for a church to, you know, people that have been there for a long time all of a sudden to be homeless in a very real sense.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. But look, the federal government appreciates aged care is under pressure. That's why we put $17 billion more on the table at the last budget. The new ENAC funding formula should deliver a better outcome for facilities like Cedar Wharf Lodge.
Right.
But if they've only got 35 people... when they meant to have 52,
the sums don't add up. So
the community is trying to continue conversations with Anglican Care,
right,
and I shall too. And if there's a way of doing it, I'll move heaven and earth to try and keep it open.
Good.
But it's very hard for any member of any government to do that if the owners and operators of it have made another decision.
Yeah. Did they give it? All right, look, I appreciate your time this morning.
Sorry, what last question did they give?
No, I'm just wondering if they gave you any indication as to what they were going to do with the property if they did close it.
No, that was asked of them, and they have no plans at this stage, is what they told us.
Okay. All right. Appreciate your time this morning, David. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
David Gillespie, Member for Lyon. He's the local member, and he attended that meeting last night. And again, look, it's a small aged care facility at Bulladela, but again, I think everybody can relate to it, and I certainly can. My mother was in aged care. She passed away a couple of years ago, but I was going up there in Grafton on a regular basis, probably every 5 or 6 weeks. But if I lived in Grafton, I probably would have gone a lot more. And if all of a sudden the aged care facility closes and it's relocated somewhere a long distance away, boy, oh boy, major upheaval for not only the person concerned but also all their family and loved ones.